In Arizona, a group called the Coalition to Save the Preserves has burned 9 newly built big homes over the past 2.5 years. The group says it's trying to stop construction from encroaching on a nature preserve. So far, police have been unable to catch any suspects. Commentator Mary Sojourner says she understands why the group takes such extreme measures.
The deserts of Arizona burned this spring with red gold wildflowers and outrage. The first place the Coalition to Save the Preserves torched was a 10,000-square-foot mansion the group nicknamed the Casino. At each site, they leave a note, in like a ghost, out like a ghost, happy hunting. Their press release points out an acre an hour a day of desert goes under the bulldozer, 24 hours a day, every day. 1,045,440 square feet of wildflowers of the carefully excavated dens of badger and kangaroo rat. The media label the Coalition eco-terrorists. I don't. I've witnessed what development does to the land, practically in my own backyard. By the time the meadow a half mile from my cabin was doomed, I had been in love with it for 7 years. Knew its bright grasses and wildflowers, its wolf spider webs and owl feathers. By the time I learned the meadow was doomed, it was too late. Developers had bought the land for peanuts. They'd hired big city architects and a famous golfer to plan the execution. Surveyor Ribbon staked out the place like cancer on a CAT scan. Bulldozers rumbled in and dammed the snow-melt stream. Now, where mayfly, horntoad, and owl once lived out their lives, a huge house squats, its enormous windows staring blankly at our San Francisco peaks. I've never seen a sign of life in the place. No kids' toys in the driveway, or wash hanging on a clothesline, if there could be a clothesline in a gated development whose design code dictates bland Western charm. I walked the land for months debating arson. Burned forest would restore itself, slowly. By the time the pine slopes and wildflower meadow were pretty enough for the tastes of rich absentee owners, the developers would be long gone. What stopped my hand was what the place had taught me. A network of life shone between the treetops and lupin, the pine duff and monsoon cascades. I could not burn that living web. So when I read that the Coalition to Save the Preserves has torched another empty shell of a mansion, I want to send money for matches. And I am grateful that because they are in and out like ghosts, I have no idea who they are. It is easy to whimper about the gentrification of the once wild West, but to witness the brutal murder of the body of what you love is unbearable. Grief and rage are the only sane reactions. And for some, vengeance is a moral response.
Mary Sojourner is author of the book Delicate, Stories of Light and Desire. She comes to us from member station KNAU in Flagstaff.